Okay, short word for connecting Rosh Hashanah, so Yisimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Lanish Shvei L'Nishmas, Eset Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas, Sar Bas Rav Mordechai, and Shmuel Yitzchak Aliyah, Ben Rav Pichas Aaron. I saw a beautiful Torah from the Kashuk Gavar that I love to share together. We know when the Pasuk says, by Bikurim, V'lokachtem Ereshis, Kol Pri Adomo, make sure to take the first fruits. Next Pasuk says, V'shtach V'isof Shem L'kacha, you have to come, and you have to make sure to bow down to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And right, and pasuk yod, make sure you bow when you bring the bruised fruits. And finally, the samach b'chol tov, you shall rejoice in everything you have. Samach b'chol tov. Elzban simcha miatzeres v'adchag. It says the kosher glover. It's actually referring to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Because reishis refers not just to the first fruits, but reishis refers to reishis Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It's a man of asmana reishis. Hishtachaviso. When do we bow? Levneishem lekacha. That's ikar. That's done on. Specifically Rosh Hashanah, and more importantly, and more specifically on Yom Kippur. As we know, we say this over and over again, Lifnei Hashem Tidharu, right? The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayi Olam Orin Lefanov Kivnei Mara, we're all going to come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, like cattle in front of their shepherd, right? Lifnei Hashem Tidharu. So at the end of the day, says the Kashuk Glover, Rishis, to bring our Rishis out of the first to Rosh Hashanah. Vishtachavisa Lifnei Hashem Lachacha, when we bow, Mamash Badai, like the Avoda, the avoda of Yom Kippur, when my mom is bowed, one of bittul to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the shofar is bent to show us then how we should daven. We should be bent over. It's an essence of bittul, and then when we come to the bittul, then we can come to choose simcha. Zman simcha sinu b'samach b'chol atov. This is what he says over here. Masha adam zerchel lachno b'bittul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur mekayim be'vashlach vizas Hashem lechal. The more bittul you have in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the more anava, the more humility, the more submission. The more we surrender to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the more simcha we have on Sukkot. Lefichach zoicha arab Sukkot b'sanach b'chol atov asher nasan Hashem lekecha. What does that mean? Vayisa ach sameach. You know, ach is a lashon miut. Ach is something, it lessens it. Lehoros ki ikur hasimcha. Right, is ach sameach. You know, make yourself an ach. When you lower yourself, then you get the simcha. V'yishamash miut ach for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then you come to Rosh Simcha. We know there's another Gemara rule, and you have someone come to exempt, and then exempt is really coming to include. The more you exempt yourself, the more you patter, you bevatel yourself, the more you're going to come to uplift and to include, and to include Simcha. Says the Kosher Glover, it's very easy. You want to know what the whole avoda of these days are? Rosh Hashanah, Seder Shmini, Yom Kippur? It's one of bittul. You feel bittul, you feel anava, mamish bittul to Kadosh Baruch Hu, bittul, anava, surrendering, submission, then you could come to the ultimate simcha, to Sukkot. So that's the avodah. Shvizoch, Be'ez Hashem, Gemar Chasim.